talk about the two goalies. I don't think it matters who comes first.
Trust me, it matters.
Jones and Mego. It matters.
It dovetails off of why Zadorov decided to join us. Both players identified a very competitive environment with the culture and the opportunity, the fit for both them personally on the ice as well as their family dynamic. Way back in the draft, we identify Elias as a player that has a lot of the Bergeron qualities. This has been, kudos to our scouting staff and following these guys and watching the growth of Zadorov, but also acknowledging where Elias remains in his, in his career and bringing the attributes he does. It's kind of been a 2-year pursuit, to tell you the truth, wondering maybe down the road if he would ever get to free agency. Had chances at the deadline to maybe get in there, but didn't necessarily materialize. So when this presented, we were very happy.
A Bergeron replacement is what Elias Lindholm is, according to Don Sweeney.
Merci, Patrice.
You can get into it here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. I thought there were no Bergeron replacements. I thought he was irreplaceable. I thought you couldn't do it. Even though they basically got similar production a year ago, and now they've had a 2-year pursuit of this guy, they just magically have a Bergeron replacement. In Sweeney's words.
Right.
Have a Bergeron replacement. All right, interesting.
He's a diet Bergeron. It's not quite full Bergeron.
Yeah. I'd say that's fair. But it wasn't all that hard to find one, was it? A year later, it's like, oh, just pay for one in free agency. He's right out there. Huh. Interesting how that works.
He might suck, so
he might.
We'll see.
He might. A couple of texts, 37937. You guys are donkeys. That's all of us.
Nice.
I like this texter. This guy
That's
calls
usually
us.
You.
This guy calls us. I know. He says, you guys are donkeys.
I believe I'm a Jenny then. Isn't that what we call a female donkey?
I didn't think so.
Or is that a mule? I'll look it up. Oh, yeah, I'll effort this. You kid.
Yeah.
Female donkey is called a Jenny or a Jennet.
Wow. Ooh.
Never knew that.
I prefer Jenny, not Jennet. I identify as a Jenny.
Okay, Jenny.
You guys are donkeys.
And a Jenny.
Not just me. You want to pay a goalie starting money when he's never been a starter.
Male donkeys are called Jacks. Females are Jennies.
I want to pay him. Yeah. You don't want Jeremy Swayman? You don't want to pay him? If you're not going to give him $7 million, $7.5 million, $8 million, you're not going to get him.
So I'm sorry. So we don't pay starting goalies when they have started through the playoffs and actually won a round?
Not if they're Jeremy Swayman. You don't start him. You keep it. You make sure you wait until the last second before you play him in the playoffs.
Right, you donkey caller.
And then you get to the end and it's like, all right, we're maybe not going to pay. We're going to do everything else and then we'll consider paying our starting goalie.
No. Let's throw out $2 million to some random guy you bring in.
Yeah, so to me, yeah, I want to pay him. And does he look like a guy who can't handle the starting share? Like, to me, you saw him in the postseason last year. He's fine. Oh, he's never played in the postseason. He can't do it. Well, he did. And he was arguably the best player on the ice in the two series that they had. And so, yeah, I think he's capable of it. It's a projection. And I'm not necessarily paying for what he's done. I'm sure the Bruins are leveraging him that way. Like, the guy on the text line here is doing Don Sweeney's job for him. Because I'm sure that's what Sweeney is saying to Swayman's agent. Well, he's only played 44 games. Whose fault is that? Swayman wanted to play.
Right.
You should have moved on from Ullmark before that and given him the net. Maybe this is all part of their strategy. Maybe this is all part of their thought process. Let's keep the number down. We're going to manage him early. Once we get him locked up, then we're going to run him into the ground. Then we're going to play him 55, 57, 58, 60 games a year. That's what we're going to do. And so, I don't know. I wouldn't rule that out. But yeah, I want to pay him. I like him. I think he's good. I want to pay him. And if it costs $8 million, so be it. I'll pay it.
What are you saving the money for? Who are you saving the money for?
Goalie Bob extension.
do you have somebody else that you're like, no, don't give it to Swayman. Give it to him.
Sweeney's always been about depth and signing these little depth pieces. That's been a thing he's done every year. So, there was a couple of big ones that were given out here, a couple of big contracts with long term, and that's good. I like that. I thought that was a little different from what he usually does. But that's usually what he goes for. What he normally goes for are depth pieces all up and down the roster.
Yeah. Who's more worth their contract? Lindholm, meaning Hampus, or Swayman. Like, I'd much rather give Jeremy Swayman his money, and if I got to figure it out down the line how I got to peel off pieces, well, then I'll figure it out. But, yeah, I'm ready to pay him that money. He's up. I know he's restricted. If you want to bust his balls and piss him off, go ahead. He was already pissed off last year. Maybe you responded well to it. If you want to go down that road and making arguably your franchise player, or one of them anyway, along with Pastrnak, along with McAvoy, you want to go down that road, go right ahead. I don't want to go down that road. You could also, according to the text line, 37937.
It does sound like me.
It does. That's true. Was that, well, was that just a Mego drop? What was that?
That was, it's saying split up the Jays.
Trading Ullmark without already having a deal in place for Swayman is foolish. So that I'll disagree with. I mean, if they have no idea what Swayman wants at the negotiating table, well, then that's foolish. But my guess is they know what he wants, and they're haggling over, I don't know what. No trade clauses. They're haggling over.
That's never gotten them in trouble with it.
Signing bonus money. Like, I don't think all of a sudden Sweeney traded Ullmark and he goes to Swayman and he goes, hey, what do you want for an AAV? Like, I'm sure they know what they want for an AAV. And so they're haggling over signing bonuses, no movement clauses, you know, maybe $500,000 here and there. My guess is they're close. And the team is probably busting balls. I'm sure that's what they're doing. But my guess is they're close. I don't think they had no idea. And in their mind, they have wiggle room. If they take him to arbitration again, then let's look at that. Let's look at it and go, what were they doing moving Ullmark when they weren't sure they had Swayman? Or I guess they'll have his rights either way, but they weren't sure they could work out an extension with Swayman. Maybe that was dangerous. But right now, I bet they're... It's like the Jaylen Brown contract a year ago. It's like, why is it taking so long? Mm-hmm. What's going on? What are they haggling over? Well, they were figuring out some last-minute things, which they didn't do with Tatum, by the way. But then they ultimately got that done. My guess is this one gets done too. I don't want to freak out about it in the meantime. But if they take him to the arbitration process, then I was wrong about that.
When Jones freaks out, it sounds like I was waiting
close
for my donkey.
Yep. She gets in my ear. Get the donkey ready. Yeah. Yeah. Here's a joke. Here's a singer.
Yep. Yeah.
Come on, stupid producer. No, dance for me.
No, that's the Mego sound. He couldn't play it because that's just the Mego sound. That's not a Jones
sound. I have my own special drop. I'm not going to have a donkey noise now.
Your own special drop? You said you wanted a donkey noise. Gotcha.
Who is it? Jones or Mego? You can jump in. 617-779-7987.
Jack or Jenny?
It's asking if it was buy-in.
So... where does Lindholm fit into all of this? And who is he playing with? This is something we were hashing out yesterday off the air. I don't think we ever discussed it on the air. Lindholm is going to play with Pastrnak, I would say, obviously. I'd imagine Zaka's on that line as well. Zaka and Pastrnak have shown a lot of chemistry. I'm thinking if you're going to keep one of those two guys, they both need to be in your top six, meaning Zaka and Coyle. If you're going to keep one at center, the guy to keep is Coyle, I would think. I don't believe the Bruins are going to go down the middle. Lindholm, Zaka, Coyle, though I guess there's an argument to be made for that. They have a lot of depth centers, a lot of guys who can play at center.
Matty Potts, he'll be back.
Patra's going to be back.
Beecher.
So my guess is you're moving Zaka to the wing. You're going to play Lindholm with Pastrnak on that top line. Then you need a wing for Marchand and Coyle, is my guess. And so who's that going to be? Where's that player going to come from? Is that a signing for $2 million and change? Maybe they have a little bit more. If they can get Swayman to take a number closer to 7.5 than 8, or closer to 7 than 8, maybe they have a little more wiggle room. Maybe you got to make a trade. I mean, maybe there's a piece you got to peel off the roster to fill that gap. But as it sits right now, if you get Swayman sorted out, that's the hole left on the team. Unfortunately, you still have a hole in your top six. Even with all the moves they made yesterday, you still have a hole in your top six.
Go. Who's the winger they signed from the Ducks?
Max Jones?
Jones.
Yeah, I think he's...
Your cousin, Max Jones.
I think he's a bottom six, fourth line type of player, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, I thought Geeky was a bottom six guy. He probably is on a good team, but he got plenty of top 6 minutes last year.
It's
probably a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, where do you want Trent Frederick to play? So if you're talking about pieces to peel off, and I don't know if Frederick helps if you're taking him away, is Frederick a piece that would have some trade value? It's interesting. Lindholm is a name we discussed. Who else could you move? Ryan brought up Marchand. Like, you know, if you want to pull a Wick and get out while the getting's good on Marchand.
Is Ryan mad at you?
Get a good profit. You can. I just, again, now you're creating more problems in your top six. But I would listen on moving Marchand. I would listen to that. And I'm like the number one Marchand guy. But I get it. He's older. He wasn't as productive last year. His number looks more and more affordable as you go along. But if you can get something good, I'd listen on that for sure. But right now, that's the question. With how it all fits together, I think they're better. But they did lose DeBrusque, who was not reliable, but he was great in the postseason last year.
And he had hot streaks through the last two seasons.
Yeah, and
for
so
sure.
They still got to figure that out. But on paper, I'd rather have the top-line center. And, you know, what is Lindholm an actual top-line center on a championship-caliber team? We're going to figure it out. But he's definitely a top-six guy, a guy who can, you know, bring some offensive punch, even though he fell off last year, which is the real red flag, right? Last season, he had 44 points in 75 games. Before that, it had been 64. Before that, it had been 82. And so I don't know, if you could pencil him in for 20-plus goals in a 50-point season, 60-point season, I'm feeling pretty good about that. But is that worth, you know, almost $8 million a year? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's still a better problem to have when you're looking at having, I'm not going to pretend like it's elite talent that you're bringing in, but it's really good. Like, it's really strong talent to put up there. And hopefully, I think it's like, I know we're talking about the frustration with Swayman, but I do think it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to reach something with Swayman. And so, like, okay, these other little pieces that you have to figure out and move around, I mostly, as Arcan said, like, they're pretty good at finding these little depth pieces. So I mostly don't worry about that as much as if you'd be sitting there and you would have these, like, giant gaping holes.
Yeah.
I do think they're better.
I do too, but we can debate how much better. Like, between, you know, getting Zadorov in your top four is good, and finding a center when that was an issue for them last year. I think the production was better than anyone expected, but you could use another center.
Well,
on this
until
team.
The playoffs when they got killed up the middle. I mean, that was in both series. I thought, even against Toronto, I thought they had real trouble.
We heard a lot about that against Toronto, and then they won the series. But I agree. You can do better. I'm not saying the Bruins were perfect there, but I think they got a lot more production than we expected the year after Bergeron and Krejci left. But they can improve, and they did improve.
Yeah, they did. And they've, I think, I don't know if they've completely settled that position now for the future, because, again, I don't know what Beecher and Potters are going to be. I don't know if that's something that you give. Those are two guys you can look at and say, these are our guys on the third and fourth line, and if we need to bump them up to one and two, we're comfortable with that. Like, that's really what you need when you have young centermen. You need to know that they're worth investing in for the future. Especially when, you know, Charlie Coyle's getting up there now. What's he, 30 something? Like, he's, you know, he's not a young guy anymore. And, you know, it seems to me like there's always going to be holes on the roster. It's just, that's the nature of the sport, and that's the way it's sort of set up right now. And you've got a lot of money committed to the defense. And really, I think this was the one aspect where I would have gone overboard. Lindholm's a good start for sure, but I think you can even do more.
You know what? I'll tell you, this is a good name in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Maddled 3, am I saying that right? Probably not. Trade Carlo. Like, I mean, that's another name that could move. I mean, they have now, I would say, some depth after the Zadorov signing, who, by the way, this is Don Sweeney on what Zadorov is going to bring to the table for the Bruins. That was their, you know, their 1B signing yesterday, a big physical guy on the back end. Here's what Sweeney had to say about that.
I mean, the presence that Z brings, you know, is important to us. Playing in a lot of top 4 minutes in the playoff against top guys comes with a bit of swagger. Has certainly seen his game grow and probably get a little more defined in what he's capable of doing. Early in his career, he was a lot of nights out to try and make an impact, and he made it for both teams at times, like all young players do that are aggressive in that sense. And now he really kind of understands his game and what he brings to the table. He's very excited, obviously. You know, I think his quote stands for itself, and excited to join the Boston Bruins, have a chance to play with Charlie McAvoy if that's how it lines up, and the team. He was very intent when we found out he had interest in Boston for all the right reasons. And that's why we're excited about bringing him in.
Okay. So, you know, if you're talking about moving money around,
sounds
Carlo,
like he's on The Bachelor. He's here for the right reasons.
He's here for the right reasons. And he said in a separate interview that he doesn't want to be called Big Z there. He was distancing himself from that very much.
Probably smart.
But Carlo makes $4 million plus. And so now you're paying Zadorov $5 million for the next 6 years.
Carlo has a no trade clause, though.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm
like
sure they
ten,
all
a 10 team, player, right. a 10 team no trade clause.
Okay. I'm sure they do. But, like, again, most players not named Linus Ullmark aren't babies about that. Oh, the team doesn't want me anymore. They don't believe in me anymore. Fine. You can trade me. Like, that's how most players deal with that. Not baby-ass Ullmark, but most players. That's how they deal with that. And so that might be one that makes sense. Again, maybe Frederick is one where you're trying to carve out a couple of million here or a couple of million there to add to your top six.
I don't think you're right about that, by the way, about the no trade clauses, because there's a reason why they all put these clauses into their contracts. I mean, it's not like it's more than any other sport. And I feel like in the NHL, for whatever reason, they feel like we want to protect ourselves from getting sent to some bad team.
But guys get
and
traded.
Ruining our. Well, I know.
But guys get traded all the time.
Right. And that's why they're putting the no trade clauses in, because they feel it's very damaging to them to get traded to a bad team, that hurts their value, and no one ever hears from them again. So they get to a team like the Bruins, and they want to stay there because you're in the spotlight. Montreal, you know, all these other teams, there's real haves
Bruins
and haves
have,
not in the
Bruins
NHL.
Have traded tons of guys over the years. They've had trouble trading
but
one.
Look what they just went through with Ullmark. Like, yeah. The one that you said. Like, they had to struggle for a year to try to find some landing spot.
And you also don't know who else they tried to trade.
That's an Ullmark thing, though. That's not the Bruins trade guys all the time. They traded tons of guys.
Of course they have. You don't know who they tried to trade, and they couldn't because of the no trade clause. Where it's probably having the
bunch. I
feel
like that's always a little bit of a like impossible argument.
Yeah, where'd they trade Taylor Hall to? Then they trade Taylor Hall to the Blackhawks. They're the worst team in the league. And so, like,
I don't the Devils.
I thought it was the Blackhawks. And maybe so, right. Like, they usually don't have trouble trading guys. There's one guy.
Blackhawks
they've had
are a
trading.
Big market with a no, big are. Fan base, though. I
but
mean, it's not like
team.
Getting sent to Ottawa. You know, it's a little different.
They're a horrible team. Oh, I thought you were leaning in to say it was. I thought you were a
fact checker. No, I was just, I mean, as long as we're piling on like terrible team, like the Blackhawks have all kinds of ridiculous scandals attached to them, too.
True. Yeah,
like,
no,
sure, I'm going to start and build the culture there.
Yeah, I just, they've had trouble trading one guy. So anyway, Carlo has a no movement clause. It's not irrelevant, but like 20 teams you can trade him to, figure it out. If you want to rework things, if not, this is your team, and this is my point. This is your team. You signed Lindholm, you got bigger and more physical on the back end. Is that enough? Is that enough to make a run? Is that enough to contend? And my feeling is, yes. I mean, they almost made a run last year, for God's sakes. Now, their problem is you got to deal with Florida. You got to play your way through Florida. But they've been close with Florida the last 2 years. And so adding these pieces, can they get by Florida when Florida's a little worse? They've lost Montour? Maybe. And if you can get past Florida and you can play with Florida, you can play with anybody, as we've come to learn. And so I don't think they're that far away. They do have a hole in their top six, but largely they got better. They should be contenders this year. And so let's see where that goes. And I hope Sweeney isn't done. We know he's still going to get Swayman dealt with. But I hope they attack that gap in their top six. That's something they should be looking at.
Yeah, I was just bringing up, I was looking for this because we discussed it, I think, a week ago from Kevin Paul DuPont from the Boston Globe when he said right after the Ullmark trade happened, he said, changes at hand, possibly the most sizable black and gold roster reconfiguration since July 2006. Does this feel like that? Does this feel like the biggest? I mean, I know there's
Ullmark out and two big free
Ullmark
agents
out,
in. Yeah,
that's, Jake DeBrus gone. Yeah, some of these other free agents gone.
It's substantial.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to look at every offseason in between, but like this is one of their more active big move offseasons in a while. And I think this team
in terms
needed,
of bringing guys, yeah, they've lost Bergeron and Chara and Krejci and all these people over the years. But yeah, in terms of replacing them, I feel like this is right up there.
Yeah, and those guys all retired. And right. So it's like, you know, I mean, they chose not to bring back DeBrus. They chose to trade Ullmark. Guys aren't retiring.
So they're setting the expectation that it's going to be a serious run next postseason.
I mean, it should be. I mean, they're right there. They have their goalie now. They have
Well, just because we went through an entire season of like, oh, this is a bridge, and what do you expect? They're up against the cap. They can't do anything. It's a different expectation.
Yeah. I mean, look, I thought they were contenders last year. I mean, they were in the mix for the best record in the NHL last year until the final month of the year. And so I thought they were contenders last year. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the phones. Jones and Mego with Arcan. You can still vote in our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. How are you feeling about Wick over 24 hours later, now that we've had time to wrap our head around his decision to move forward with selling the Boston Celtics? You can jump in there. All your thoughts on the Bruins as well. Plus, we'll get to the Patriots. Another middling contract handed out to another middling player. What are they doing? How do we feel about the direction of that franchise? That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.